Welcome to Habitual Excellence, presented by Value Capture. This podcast in our firm is all about helping you and your organization achieve habitual excellence via one unifying focus, one value-based structure, and one performance system. In other words, it's about helping you capture dramatically more value through achieving perfect care and perfect safety for patients and staff. To learn more about Value Capture and our services, visit www.valuecapturellc.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Habitual Excellence, presented by Value Capture. I'm your host, Mark Graben, and we're joined today by my colleague, Bill Boyd. He was a guest in episode 32 of the Habitual Excellence podcast. He was talking about improving in an experimental way, topics and methods, including A3, PDSA, Kata, and more. So we invite you to go listen to that episode if you haven't already done so. There'll be a link in the show notes. And before I share some news that'll help tee up the conversation today, let me first say hi and welcome to the podcast, Bill. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here. So the announcement, and Bill will elaborate on this quite a bit. Bill has a new role at Value Capture as the Director of Innovation, Learning, and Network. So Bill, tell us about that role. What are some of those duties and goals, and how did this come to be?
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. So I'm a bit biased. I think it's exciting news, probably for clients as well as within Value Capture. If I were to go back and describe how it came to be, I think it's, I think the genesis of this goes back to, you know, Value Capture has always been principally focused, but really focused on respecting every individual and really focused on safety. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is. It's titled Director of Innovation, Learning, and Networks. But I think the call out there, the caveat there is it's really focused on safety. So, Value Capture's got a pretty long history and some great context, great experience and knowledge from working with other organizations in the past. And at the same time, the world continues to evolve and change. So I get the exciting opportunity to really spearhead how do we always stay on the cutting edge of what's happening in safety, who is performing the best in safety, whether it's patient safety, employee safety. And we hope to bring that forward in a couple different ways, thinking about, you know, how do we create groups of organizations who can learn together? How do we capture some of what we learn and publish and put out through things like podcasts and blog posts and those kinds of things and papers? And then lastly as well, how do we also essentially learn from who are the best of the best and integrate it into how we guide organizations in the future? So taking the opportunity to go from world class or to get to world class, which is where we always strive to get to. And now bringing in kind of a futuristic, always relevant, always current look to add to our portfolio. So I'm excited about the work and what's coming up and the opportunities.
Yeah. So what I hear you saying is at least one of the goals, even if some of the detail is still to be developed, when you talk networks, I think in the past, as is the case with many advisory firms, the learning goes between Value Capture and the client in both directions. We learn from organizations and people we're working with, and they're learning from us. But now a network makes it sound like trying to create a structure where different clients can interact more directly with each other. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair, Mark. I think of any time I've been working with an organization, at some point in time, the question always comes up, who can I talk to? Mm-hmm. It's great to hear it from me. It's great to hear it from you, but it's really great to hear it from people who are currently doing the work in the midst of it, know what the challenges are they're facing. And I think it's valuable. So yeah, the connecting of, you know, one-to-one as well as creating this group of this network of people, all safety-minded, all excellence-minded, is definitely part of the work.
Mm-hmm. And then be curious to hear a little bit more of your thoughts on innovation. Does that include looking at innovative things that are happening out there in healthcare organizations and helping Value Capture do some things that are innovative as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think it's a bit of a number of different things. And I think what you're hearing is we're still definitely in that kind of divergent space of learning what we know, what we don't know. But definitely, I think it's learning from who in healthcare has the best kind of patient safety today, employee safety today. But I think as a good example at innovation, we're also thinking about this outside of healthcare. So studying other industries like nuclear power, manufacturing, just kind of whichever industry we can learn from, that's what we're striving to do, to learn who's the best of the best. And then ideally, how do they do it? Are they focused on, you know, real-time response to any incident? Are they also focused on proactively thinking about human performance and other methodologies? That's what we're all trying to learn and then integrate so we can bring it to clients and help people learn from each other.
And we can come back and talk a little bit more about the role, but maybe a bit of a detour, but I think it's in the category of things that you've been working on, Bill, even before taking this role with this title, helping push value capture and doing things that are a little bit different than what we've done before. So I think, you know, we can call that innovation, looking at online learning and virtual learning and different projects you've been involved in. But one of those we can offer and share with people who are listening, there's a free virtual learning course called Three Systems, A Key to Transformation. You can find that. I'll put a link in the show notes. You can find it on the Value Capture website under the learning menu, under learning events, and then there's a submenu, free virtual course. But Bill, can you tell us a little bit more about what people can learn from taking this free course?
Sure. Yeah, and I think Mark, it's a good example of, as you said, some of the innovation. So, you know, during the last roughly year, many organizations have got into some of this asynchronous learning. So we have as well, working primarily with our clients. We haven't offered as much to just public, anybody who wanted to sign up. But this is a great example of some early content where, you know, anybody can go out there and can take a look at it. It is a course on three systems. When we think about the three systems, I always think about when we're trying to transform, we have to create an operating system. And by doing that, we think about three systems, the work system, the improvement system, and the management system. And if I was to give you my very quick elevator speech for how that works and how they connect, the work system is the system by which all team members are trying to add value every day to the customer. They're trying to provide what the customer needs. As that happens, things go wrong. And when things go wrong, we have to have an improvement system, a system to respond when something goes incorrect or not as we planned. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, the management system. How do we have a system that locks in place the improvements that we make and overall has a continuous focus on sustaining improvements, sustaining stability, and overall providing guidance to leaders on how to help support the frontline being successful? So you'll get to learn a little bit about that. It's about a 15-minute self-paced course. With some great external content and some internal content that we've created. That's a great, great detour. I love it.
Yeah. So I hope people will check that out. And I'll also mention on this topic of these three systems, our colleague Didier Rubino talked about these three systems in episode 18 of the podcast here, the Habitual Excellence series. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. So back to the role, Bill, and as you mentioned, you know, trying to discover really what world-class looks like and how people go about that when it comes to safety, you know, in particular, what's been your initial plan for this role in terms of trying to explore and discover some of this and bring it to clients? You know, how is that going? What are you learning so far?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mark. And as I think I'm no longer in days in this role. I'm into weeks in this role. I'm not quite into months in this role yet. I think one of the very interesting pieces is maybe I was naive in the aspect of thinking about how to approach this work. I had in my head kind of the value stream of how this work would go, that I could come in and I could, you know, simply go online and I could find all the data that I needed to find. And I knew it was a little more challenging in healthcare. I thought it might be easier in other industries, but I thought, okay, find the data. Once I find the data, I'll be able to figure out who's the best of the best. Then I've got to figure out how do I connect with the best of the best and how do I find the win-win and then capture the learnings and spend time with them and try to create this community. Well, as always, there's a belief of what it is, and the only way to know whether or not it's true is to take a step. Well, so as I've tried to dig into the data, there's some really good data. I think about our friends at that, like LeapFrog, where they've got some great data around patient safety and around organizations. I will tell you though, when you get into employee safety, it gets really hard. The focus is typically on patient safety. So trying to kind of peel back the layers and figure out who's the best of the best in employee safety. Mm-hmm. That's really tough. I thought I could go to some places like OSHA and other organizations, just be publicly available, and it's not. So that's been interesting. And, probably an invite, if you're listening to this and you know somebody who is the best of the best in employee or patient safety, please reach out. Love to talk to you and love to learn from you. Well, that's been an early learning and an early challenge.
Yeah. And there's, I'm sure, OSHA data, we're talking about considering some injuries to be quote unquote OSHA recordable. There's a hole on, unfortunately, part of the pyramid here of near misses, which I'm guessing are not at all report. There's no requirement for reporting. So you may have internal data. And then as we know, as far as the culture and dynamics goes, organizations themselves may have imperfect data, depending on how open the culture is. Do people feel safe pointing out near misses and risky situations? I could see that being a challenge.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. I think we go to like an OSHA. There's some data you just can't fake. I think about like a DART rate where it's days away restricted or transferred. If somebody doesn't show up or shows up and they can't perform their role, it's pretty hard to fake that. So that data is available, or that data is, I would say, cleaner. The challenge is it still gets reported out into these categorical information. So I can see things like coal mining and gas mining and automotive manufacturing, but I can't see, X hospital in this state in this lens. So it just becomes hard when you're trying to get down to the subtleties of what people are doing, because most organizations, it seems like, are pursuing some level of quality and safety. But within that, who is really doing something that's unique, that's above kind of everybody else? That's what we're trying to seek out, that we can learn from it, and finding that is it in itself will be the first challenge we'll have to overcome. Mm-hmm.
And when you say challenge, and a couple of minutes ago, you talked about taking a first step. So as much experience as you have applying and teaching the Toyota Kata methodology, some of that language and mindset is coming through. So maybe, I don't know if you would want to elaborate on that. How do you frame and think about something like this in terms of what's the horizon of those next steps? You seem comfortable. I think this is a good thing. Like taking the step, you're going to learn. Yep. You plan on adjusting your approach, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think, for me, it's always a journey of discovery. So we've got some long range markers of what do we want to do from a vision, from an overall challenge standpoint, when you think out, 9 months, 12 months or longer. I will share with you candidly, one of the things that's really fun about this is I've asked internally, I've got our president, Ken Siegel, who is playing the role of my coach, which is really fun because I get to be in what in a Kata framework would be the learner role. Mm-hmm. So as a learner, I've worked to create with Ken, what is our target condition? Where do we want to get within the next roughly 2 months? And then we have regular coaching cycles, and I'm running experiments to see what works. So as I talk to different organizations, I learn new things. And as I go out and look for data, I learn new things. And all the way along the way, I am learning my way towards that target condition, not exactly knowing how I'm going to get there. So for example, my first target is to just try to identify, who's even really in the top quartile for patient and employee safety within healthcare and non-healthcare. And that in itself is proving interesting. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. Maybe as a final question about the role, how would you, summarize it, and in terms of, benefit to clients? I think the insights and things that you're going to discover will have a lot of benefit to them. There'll be a benefit to value capture in terms of how we work with clients. But how would you summarize this again in terms of benefit to the people we work with?
Yeah, I think there's two primary ways that this benefits. And I should call out. So part of the thing that I really enjoy about this is about half of my job. The other half of my role, I still get to work with organizations and help coach them and guide them and partner with them. So I think the beauty of this is one, as we discover who is, the best of the best, and as we can understand what they're doing and start to unlock all of that, one, we can start to connect people in really intentional and meaningful ways. So, as organizations are thinking about being safety minded and are trying to figure out how to get to zero harm, connecting organizations who are all trying to get to zero harm, there's a great benefit there. And especially we can connect with organizations who are finding success, maybe at a little faster pace than others. I think many organizations are on this journey, but how do we all get there faster is part of the question. So I think that's exciting, putting those organizations together. I think secondarily, I get the opportunity to go out and learn from organizations who are pursuing zero and are getting there faster than others. And how do we take that learning and then integrate it into the standards that we use as we work with organizations? So I think about the organization I'm working with now, I should be able to hopefully help them progress a little faster than we might have historically. And excited for other current clients and future clients. I think it'll be a great win.
Well, I'm sure it will be. And taking this approach of experiments, a few steps forward, get coaching, evaluate how you're doing, and adjusting accordingly. I know that's gonna bear fruit. So we've been joined again here by Bill Boyd. Yes, you're right, Bill. I should have said he's also still a senior advisor with Value Capture, and he's also now Director of Innovation, Learning, and Networks. Bill, any other final thought that's on your mind that you might want to share?
No, Mark. I think the share was the share before, as this is a learning journey. Mm-hmm. If you know somebody, a neighbor, another organization, somebody who you think is doing something innovative in the safety space, please reach out and let us know, and we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, and you can contact us using the form, the contact page on our website, or bboyd@valuecapturellc.com is Bill's email if you want to reach out directly to him.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Thanks for listening to Habitual Excellence presented by Value Capture. We hope you'll subscribe to the podcast, and please also rate and review it in your favorite podcast directory or app. To learn more about Value Capture and how we can help your organization on this journey to habitual excellence, visit our website at www.valuecapturellc.com.